when we moved to New Mexico, I was 4 or 5 months pregnant with Logan, our son. Mm-hmm. And I remember Googling what it's like to be married to a professor. Mm-hmm. Because I had never met anybody who was, and living in across the country with no family nearby and a newborn on the way. And then shortly after, he was there. And, you know, what was it like to be married to a scientist, a research scientist, with their dedication to their work, you know, so intense, and how to balance that with family life. Mm-hmm. That was a challenge. I didn't find much online.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you would find much. Yeah, it's a challenge being an untenured assistant professor, fighting to get grant money, fighting to publish papers, move your projects along, train students. It is, and teach classes. I mean, it's 10 full-time jobs. I mean, at the end of the day, and it's all consuming. One of my current colleagues calls it a machine, that you could just get eaten alive by this machine. And in a very real sense, it's true. There's always something to do. The work is never completed. So you never go home at the end of the day with that feeling of accomplishment that, hey, I did a good job today and got what I was supposed to get done. I mean, you would have these mini kind of accomplishing moments. You write a paper and it gets sent out or get it accepted, or you get your grant out. But those are short-lived, because it's right back into, there's a million other things waiting now to finish.
So moving on to today, our son is now almost 5.
Yeah.
And he says he wants to be a scientist.
Yeah, he says that a lot. He likes coming into the lab with me. And we give him all sorts of projects and things and experiments to do, and he sees all the fun things. We go to put a little lab coat on him and goggles, and he puts dry ice in water, or we do things with food coloring, and he loves it. Yeah.
Does that make you proud as a father?
I don't know. I mean, again, as I was a kid growing up, I wanted to be all sorts of things. And so, just like my father, I used to say all the time, I wanted to work at a junkyard, just like my dad. Because, you know, that's what you know. When you're a kid growing up and you're 5 years old, you idolize your dad, right? And so, I mean, it makes me proud, sure, that he loves me enough to say that he wants to be a scientist. But, you know.
You know how hard this career path is, though.
I do.
So would you want that for him?
I would not want it for him. Whatever he wants in his life. He's 5 years old. He's got a lot of growing up to do still. I'm not going to point him away from it, or towards it. It's a path of discovery, just like it had for me, you know. My parents aren't scientists, you know. My parents are more or less high school dropouts. And so, you know, they didn't steer me towards science, but somehow I found my way.